Walt Disney by Sierra Ponches, read by Adrian Vitullo. Early life. Walter Elias Disney, or Walt for short, was born on December 5, 1901 in Chicago, Illinois. He was one of five children, four boys and one girl. Growing up, Walt loved to draw, paint, and sell his pictures to his neighbors, family, and friends. During high school, Walt took several drawing and painting classes. He was also a cartoonist for the school paper. After returning from France, where he served in the army as an ambulance driver, Walt began to work for many different design, art, and ad companies. Getting started. During his time at these studios, Walt met Fred Harmon, who became his first employee. The two created Laugh-O-Grams, which were wildly popular. The success of the show even earned Walt enough money to allow him to open his own studio. Over time, however, the series began to decline in popularity and Disney was forced to declare bankruptcy. Walt Disney, his brother Roy Disney, and his friend Ub Iwerks pooled their money together and moved to Hollywood in 1923 to pursue their dreams. For years, Walt had been working on a new animated character called Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. This new series was gaining attention and was beginning to become very successful. However, in late 1928, Disney discovered that his good friend M.J. Winkler and her husband had stolen the rights to the character, and he could no longer take claim for Oswald. They had even taken all of Walt's employees. All animators except Ub Iwerks had left Walt. Upset about the recent news, Disney rode the train home, doodling on the piece of paper the entire way. The result of these doodles was a mouse who he names Mickey. Mickey Mouse and Friends. Now left with only Ub to help animate the character, and Walt's wife, Lillian, and sister-in-law, Edna, to add ink to the illustrations, they worked hard to produce three Mickey Mouse cartoons. The first two cartoons didn't sell very well, so Disney decided to add some sound to the final cartoon short. This last animation was called Steamboat Willie, and it was all Walt Disney needed to finally break into the industry. Walt Disney was now running in the big leagues. He had his own studio now, which he named Walt Disney Studios. He created several more cartoon series, Silly Symphonies, Flowers and Trees, and Three Little Pigs. Flowers and Trees was the first cartoon to ever be produced in color, and it was the first cartoon to win an Oscar award. Walt also began work on Mickey and Friends, creating characters Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto, and many more to accompany Mickey on all of his adventures. Walt Disney struck gold in 1937 when he released the first ever full-length animated film in Los Angeles called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This movie produces $1.499 million and won a total of 8 Oscar awards. During the next 5 years, Walt Disney Studios would complete 4 other full-length animated films, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, and Bambi. After a brief period of internal complications at Walt Disney Studios, the company released Cinderella in 1950. Shortly following the releases of Treasure Island, Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, and 101 Dalmatians occurred. Disney's last major success that he produced himself was the film Mary Poppins, which mixed live action and animation. Mary Poppins was wildly successful and brought in a ton of revenue. Disneyland and dying. During his prime time of movie success, Walt Disney decided to open a theme park, which he could call Disneyland. This $17 million theme park opened July of 1955 in Anaheim, California. In no time at all, Disneyland was earning way more than what investors had originally predicted and began to attract tourists from all over the world. Disneyland became known as a place for children and adults to meet characters, ride attractions, and explore the world of Disney. Just a few short years after Disneyland was opened, Walt was diagnosed with lung cancer. Just 1 year later, Disney passed away on December 15, 1966. Determined to carry out his brother's legacy, Roy Disney continued the plans to finish the Florida theme park Walt had been working on shortly before his death, and opened the new park in 1971 under the name Walt Disney World. Walt's legacy. To this day, Walt Disney Studios is still in operation, often partnering with sister studios to produce new animated and live-action films each year. Some of the company's most recent and successful films include Finding Nemo, Ratatouille, Up, Enchanted, The Princess and the Frog, Tangled, Frozen, The Good Dinosaur, and Inside Out. The company even has its own television channel, Disney Channel, which features both animated and live-action television series for children and preteens. Some of the most successful series include Hannah Montana, Phineas and Ferb, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Jesse, and Austin and Ally. Today, Walt Disney is most remembered for his beloved characters, brilliant animated feature films, and beautiful theme parks. His legacy continues to carry on throughout all the movies and television shows produced through his very own studio. Walt Disney broke barriers in the film industry and truly left his mark on the world of all things animation. Without him, we would not know a lot of the characters we've grown up loving. And to think, it all started with a mouse. Walt's timeline. 1901, Walt was born. 1919, Walt returns from France and begins a job with Pressman Rubin Art Studio. 1923, Laugh-O-Grams published. 1925, Walt and Lillian get married. 1928, the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit are stolen. 1929, Mickey Mouse is created and quickly becomes a huge hit. 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs premieres as the first full-length animated film. 1940 to 1964, more animated films are released by Walt Disney Studios. 1955, Disneyland opens its doors to the public. 1966, Walt is diagnosed with lung cancer and passes away. 1971, Walt Disney World opens up.